You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The merger of India's most valuable lender and the nation's largest mortgage financier to create what could be the world's fifth most valuable bank is inching closer to completion, with just one key step remaining that investors are watching for closely. Announcement of the so-called record date, or the cut-off day set for investors, for the swapping of shares of Housing Development Finance Corp for HDFC Bank Limited is expected within 3 weeks. The merged entity is likely to trade under the HDFC Bank ticker before July 20th, bringing an end to the process that began in April 2022. Meanwhile, shares of Zee Entertainment Enterprises fell over 6.50% in morning trade on Tuesday after SEBI banned SL Group Chairman Subhash Chandra and Zeal's Puneet Goenka from holding any directorial or key managerial position in any listed firm. The stock tumbled 6.28% to ₹182.60 apiece on the BSE after a weak beginning. On the NSE, it tanked 6.59% to ₹182 each share. In the broader equity market, the 30-share BSE benchmark traded with a gain of 328.44 points or 0.52% at 63,053.15. In an interim order on Monday, SEBI barred SL Group Chairman Subhash Chandra and Zeal MD and CEO Puneet Goenka from holding the position of a director or key managerial personnel in any listed company for siphoning off funds off the media firm. Over to industry, JSW Steel has been declared as a preferred bidder of mining lease for iron ore mineral in two blocks located in Goa. The company has been declared as a preferred bidder via communication dated June 9, 2023, received from the Directorate of Mines and Geology, Goa, the company said in a regulatory filing. The auctions were conducted by the state government, it further added. The two blocks are 6 Kudnem Kormolam Mineral Block and 9 Surla Sonshi Mineral Block in North Goa, with projected iron ore resources of 9.77 MMT and 65.73 MMT. The company further stated that it will take all requisite steps as per the tender document to obtain letter of intent, all statutory clearances to execute the lease deed with mine development and production agreement and start the mining operations. In some more industry news, India is close to starting a mega hydropower project that has been in the work for 20 years, a key step in the country's energy transition. State-run hydropower company NHPC Limited will start trial runs in July for the Subansiri Lower project that runs through the states of Assam and Arunachal Pradesh in the country's northeast. The first unit is expected to be commissioned in December, according to Finance Director Rajendra Prasad Goyal. He said that by the end of 2024, all 8 units will be commissioned. Hydropower, with its ability to quickly respond to fluctuations in electricity demand, is seen crucial for balancing the grid as intermittent generation of solar and wind power rises. However, the 2-gigawatt project started in 2003 was delayed by protests and litigation driven by concerns over environmental damage. Moving on, Google is set to be hit with a formal antitrust complaint from the European Union that could pave the way for massive fines and strike at the heart of the advertising technology that drives most of the US firm's revenue. The charge sheet, to be announced as soon as Wednesday, will target the core of the Alphabet Inc. unit's ad tech business model, according to people familiar with the matter who spoke on condition of anonymity. Google's advertising business is by far its most successful, accounting for about 80% of its annual revenue. In 2022, its ad sales amounted to about $225 billion. The new complaint is the most significant in the current 5-year mandate of the European Commission, the EU's antitrust watchdog, one of the people said. It will mark another escalation in a long-running saga that's already led to a trio of EU penalties totaling more than $8.6 billion. In some good news for auto lovers, Maruti Suzuki, India's largest car maker, has officially announced that its upcoming premium MPV will be named Invicto. The all-new Maruti Suzuki Invicto will be based on the Toyota Innova Hi-Cross and will be the company's flagship offering in the Indian market. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. Continuing their upward momentum for the second day, the domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex recorded gains, ending the day in positive territory. Nifty 50 surged by 118 points, closing at 18,716, while Sensex experienced a 0.67% increase, settling at 63,143. Nifty Realty shined in trade, recording gains of 3.06%, with Nifty Media rising 1.7%, Nifty Pharma added 1.12%, and Nifty FMCG adding 1.36%. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.